Harris Waltz co-chair, I've called for calming rhetoric. Trump has stoked it, can't only call it out when it turns on you. By Ian Hanchett on September 17, 2024. On Tuesday's broadcast of MSNBC's All In, Harris Waltz campaign co-chair Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, stated that the rhetoric of 2024 Republican presidential candidate former President Donald Trump is dangerous and she's been calling for people to lower the temperature on rhetoric for years. He has stoked it. It has made a very dangerous situation. It's not okay to only call it out when it turns on you. We've all got to stand against this ugliness that has become a regular part of political campaigns, where people threaten their political opponents and can threaten their lives at the same time. And it's unacceptable. Host Chris Hayes asked, obviously, your state of Michigan has dealt with both attempts to subvert the election, either through the sort of kind of bullying election officials. There was a plot, specifically, against you and your life. There were attempts to get fake electors to intimidate Wayne County vote tabulation. What does it mean for your state that the ex-president is threatening prosecution and reprisals against his political enemies? And how confident are you about the integrity of the system you have in Michigan? Whitmer responded, well, it's the same old line from the same old guy. He runs on grievance. He offers nothing to make Michiganders' lives better or Americans' lives better. Contrast that with Kamala Harris, who is focusing on putting more money back in Americans' pockets, making sure that every American has a path to prosperity. When you actually listen to the words that Donald Trump says, they, number one, don't make a whole lot of sense, and, number two, are never focused on the American people, are never focused on making your life better. Kamala Harris, on the other hand, has dedicated her life to public service, wants to put more money in your pocket, bring down the cost of insulin, ensure we've got good-paying jobs, and that more people can get into them because they've got the skills they need without a lifetime of debt that can come with it. So, I feel good about that. But I do think that his rhetoric is dangerous. I have been calling for people to lower the temperature on rhetoric for years. He has stoked it. It has made a very dangerous situation. It's not okay to only call it out when it turns on you. We've all got to stand against this ugliness that has become a regular part of political campaigns, where people threaten their political opponents and can threaten their lives at the same time. And it's unacceptable. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.